Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we're going back to one of our good friends, Augustine. In fact, I think Augustine was the subject of our very first episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, this time we're going to talk about what one scholar has called Augustine's longest and at the same time the least read of Augustine's works. And that would be his Explanations of the Psalms. This long book, The Explanations of the Psalms, was also a long time in writing. Augustine first worked on this book in 392, and he did not finish it until 418. He preached and taught and dictated his way all through the Psalms through those decades. His commentary on the Psalms, these explanations of the Psalms, is over 2 times as long as The City of God. It was published recently as a 5-volume set. Throughout his interpretations of the Psalms, Augustine's focus is on Christ. In fact, at one point he says Christ is the comprehensive mystery underlying all of Scripture. He started his Psalms in 392. Now, that date is important. He was born in 354, he was converted in 386, and he was ordained as a priest in 391. In fact, it was right after he was ordained as a priest that he requested a leave of absence so that he could pull away from his work and simply immerse himself in Scripture. You know that Augustine was quite the scholar. Before he was a Christian, he was a scholar, a teacher, an academic. He had read all of the works of Plato and the works of Aristotle and the works of the great Greek and Roman thinkers. He had written many of his own books. But it was time for him as a priest to immerse himself in Scripture. This is almost the opposite of how we do it now. Now, if someone wants to be a pastor, they'll go to a college and then go to seminary, and then they'll get ordained. Augustine did it reverse. He was ordained, and then he put himself through seminary and through this intense study in Scripture. And one of the books that was his focus was the book of Psalms. And so in 392, as a newly ordained priest and really preaching what would be his first sermon series, he struck out on a series of the Psalms and wrote what amounted to 32 lectures on the Psalms. It was just the beginning of his work. And as I said, he continued to work on this through his life and didn't finish it until 418, his work on the Psalms. At one point, Augustine calls Scripture the unus sermo Dei, that Scripture is the one sermon of God. What he was stressing in that is that there is an absolute unity, not only of the divine authorship of Scripture, but a unity of the message. And again, that message centered on the Psalms. At one point, Augustine said that the only thing he wished to know in life was the knowledge of God and the knowledge of his own soul. And in many ways, Christ brings those two together. Christ, the God-man, he who is truly God and truly man, helps us in the clearest, most possible way answer that question, who is God? And who am I? And in the end, that is the singular message of Scripture, and Christ is who holds it together. Augustine believed that we should be a very active reader of Scripture, and at one point he says this about the Psalms. If the psalm prays, you pray. If the psalm laments, you lament. If the psalm exalts, you rejoice. If it hopes, you hope. If it fears, you fear. Everything written here is a mirror for us. That's Augustine on the Psalms. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. John Cotton, that great New England Puritan, back in 1633, made this comment on Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. The life of a Christian is not his own life, but the life of Jesus Christ.